Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings and it is Monday the 18th of October. And for the day, the ASX 200 closed up 19.1 points or 0.26% at 7,381. We had a high today of 7,394 and a low of 7,354. So around a 40-point range today. Pretty tight range, really. We did see a little bit of a surge into the 410 match out, which did save a few blushes up till then. At 4 o'clock, it was up around 5 points. But the market very much dominated by two pieces of information today. We had New Zealand's CPI out today, and that was a lot higher than the market had anticipated. And as a result, the 10-year bonds in Australia hit 1.72%. We also saw the Chinese GDP number miss some expectations there at 4.9%. Interestingly, the New Zealand CPI data came in at 4.9% annually. So with this rise in the bond market, in the yield terms, of course, we saw the banks a better market today. We saw CBA up 1.6%, NABs up 0.5%, ANZ up 1.3%, and Westpac up 0.75%. The big bank basket up to $186.55, up 1.3%. Macquarie also doing well today. They were up 0.46% on the back of Morgan Stanley raising its price target to $240. QBE also doing well today as insurers rose on the back of those stronger bond yields. We had QBE up just over under 1%, and we had Suncorp up 0.4%. Those were the two best in the bunch there. In terms of bond proxy stocks, REITs under some pressure today. We saw Goodman Group down 1.3%, Mervac down 2.1%, and Charter Hall Group down 2.3%. Sydney Airport also today falling 0.4%. It is a bond proxy to some extent, and it did update the market on where it is with discussions regarding a potential potential takeover bid that is still lurking in the background. Transurban up 0.3% today. In terms of the healthcare sector, a little bit softer today. We saw CSL down 1.1%, ResMed down 0.9%, Cochlear down 0.8%, Ramsay down 0.6%, and Sonic down 0.6% as well. Industrials too under a little bit of pressure, but nothing terribly exciting, although Aristocrat did announce a big UK acquisition, $3.9 billion acquisition in the UK, and will be launching an equity raise to pay for some of that, as well as cash and debt there. But we did see a lot of action today in the resource stocks, and BHP up 0.85%, Rio up 1.9%, South 32 doing very well, 3.9%, heading towards $4, just breached it briefly today at 401, closing at 397, and Fortescue also doing well, up around 1% at $14.74. Linus up 4.7%, and we are seeing base metals, uranium and rare earths bubbling around as well at the moment. IGO, which is now more a rare earths company, up 4.3%. More a lithium company, I should say. Pilbara Minerals up 1.2%, and Iluka up 1.9%, with Orocobre up 4.85% today. Not much happening in the golds. Today, gold was a little easier. Northern Star down 3.1 and Evolution down 3.3. Newcrest down 0.2. That Aussie dollar gold price taking a double whammy with bullion falling and the Aussie dollar stronger. But we did see a bid for Sexy, bringing the Sexy back with Senex Energy being bid for by POSCO. $4.40 is the proposed takeover offer. 14.9% to the good. $4.39, so just 1 cent below that offer price. So it does look as if the market is expecting an offer to be raised there. Usually they do tend to trade at a bit of a discount, but the market clearly thinks that there's more to come in that one. The rest of the energy sector, just a little bit mixed, nothing very outstanding there. Santos up 1.4, Woodside up 0.3, Oil Search up 0.7 of a percent today. Tech stocks under pressure on the back of that rising bond yield. Afterpay down 1.4%, Xero down 1.9%, and WiseTech Global down 2.9%, with the All-Tech Index dropping 1.4%. And travel stocks slightly positive, but nothing very exciting there. We have seen more reopening news from Victoria. Looks like just in time for Christmas, you'll be able to go to Queensland as well. Qantas up 1%, and we had Webjet up 0.47% and Flight Centre up 0.44%. So a relatively muted reaction. In corporate news today, Superloop had a super day, up 22% on the back of the sale of some of its Singaporean assets. And CL1, which is Class Limited, rose a massive 61.3% on a bid, scrip bid this is, from Hub. Hub24, which fell 0.88% on the news. In economic news, as I say, the New Zealand CPI hit 4.9% annually, and Chinese GDP dropped to 4.9%. So there you go. In terms of the winners today, in the winner's circle, in the big cap market, we had Sexy, SXY, Senex Energy, up 14.9%, Maine Pharma, up 12.9%, MYX, Jervois Global, 9.82% better, JRV. A couple of uranium stocks also doing well today. Boss Energy up 9.2%, BOE. Vulcan Energy up 9%, and Paladin up 7.4%, PDN, the stock code there. And Lake Resources up 7.7%, all doing well today. In the losers enclosure today, IFM fell 15.2% on the back of its MD and CEO resigning and leaving the company. Audinate, also not doing so well today, down 8.67%. AD8, the stock code there. And Homeco Daily Needs, obviously not quite such daily needs after all. HDN, the stock code there, down 6.85%. A bit of a merger situation going on there with HMC. West African Resources down 6.6, WAF. Sezzle losing its sizzle, down 6.1, SZL. And Australian Strategic Minerals or Materials, they fell 4.74% today. In terms of positive sectors, it was banks and big miners, well, resources and base metal stocks and lithium and uranium. Negative sectors were the REITs, the techs, the industrials, and the healthcare. The big bank basket rising slightly to $186.55. That was up 1.3%. The all-tech index down 1.4%. Afterpay down 1.4% as well. And we had Zip also. They had some numbers out today and gave some progress updates on their rebranding. Down 1.5% for them. Gold, Aussie dollar terms, down to 23.88. Bitcoin strutting its stuff out there at 62,094, doing very well. The Aussie dollar lower around 74.02. 10-year yields in Australia soaring on the back of that NZ CPI number to 1.75%. Japan in Asia down 0.3, Hong Kong down 0.3, China down 1.4, although we did hear today from the authorities on Evergrande trying to cool things down a little bit there. Dow futures currently down around 17 points, and Nasdaq futures also down around 45 points as we speak. Stocks on the move today, we've talked SXY up 14.92%, that POSCO bid there. Boss Energy and Paladin both doing well, that uranium bounce back, 9.26% for Boss and 7.41% for Paladin. PPS, that's Premium, up 6.9% today, pretty solid update, and that bid for Class obviously helping valuations there. And ICQ, which is iCar Asia, finally the scheme of arrangement has been agreed upon, 53 cents is what you're going to get, 4.04% to the good. NIC also doing well today. They were up 5.08%. Nickel mines there. They've signed an agreement to supply limonite ore. And 29M, which is a recent listing with Owen Hegarty behind it, up 3.62% after their quarterly report. Orocobre also doing well, 4.85%. Lithium majors are waking up a little bit. And we saw AGY, which is another lithium stock, doing very well today. We hold that in the small cap portfolio, up 18.6% today. So that's starting to attract a little bit of attention there. They are based in South America in the lithium triangle. And AOP had a good day today. Apollo Consolidated, a gold company being bid for by Ramelius, up 14.3% to 52 cents. Lynas doing well, up 4.75%. They have been a little bit left behind recently, the rare earth stocks. Carnarvon also up 1.56% today. That's CVN. They had their quarterly activities report out. And Bowen Coal, BCB, doing well today, up 10.8%. Coal stocks certainly down a little bit, but certainly not out. They seem to be rumbling around there. NWE, which has been a solid market favourite, fell 15.4% today on an operational update. And RTR, also doing well today. Rumble Resources, or rather not doing well. They rumbled down 13.3% there, despite the fact they announced some further high-grade zinc. It clearly wasn't enough to keep the punters happy. And Pantoro, PNR, also falling foul today. A substantial holder was announced, 2.27% down. IFM, we've talked about, the CEO and MD resigned, 15.2% down. Ordinate, also their Q1 trading update, and obviously they're having some chip problems at the moment. 88, the stock code there, down 8.7%. Speculative stock of the day is a stock called Montem Resources. MR1 is the stock code there. They were up 95.6% as they transitioned their Tent Mountain project in Canada to renewable energy, and they're aiming to produce green hydrogen from that project. So another one to add to the green hydrogen rush in terms of stocks that want to go green and want to push that green hydrogen out. The market cap of this one is only $17.5 million. As of Friday, it is now double that, so now around $35 million. So still pretty small in the big scheme of things. In the news today, we've got Hub24 has bid for Class 1. They're bidding one hub for 11 class, plus 10 cents a share. It's hardly worth it to offer the cash, isn't it, in cash? 10 cents. The bid is unanimously approved by the C1 board. Hub expects it to be 8% earnings accretive. Ramelius Resources, RMS, to acquire Apollo Consolidated for an implied price of 56.2. Cenex confirms takeover talk with POSCO International at $4.40. And Transurban was unchanged, upgraded to an add from a hold at Morgan's. Temple & Webster expects full-year EBIT growth to be within the 2 to 4% range. And Monadelphous, MND, repeats outlook in its annual report. FY22 revenue is likely to be lower due to the timing of new projects. Australian Ethical Investments, they had their funds under management today, up 0.9%. September FUM, $6.54 billion. A quarter ago, it was $6.07 billion. Superloop sells its Hong Kong operations and select Singaporean assets to Columbia Capital. And Home Consortium was slightly better today, proposes to restructure and merge with Home Consortium Developments. HDN falling quite heavily today. Premium, Q Fund funds under administration, FUA, $45.63 billion. A quarter ago, it was $41.68. And the economic front, not really much to go on today, apart from that New Zealand CPI at a decade high, 4.9%. In China, we saw the GDP at 4.9% as well. Not much coming out of Europe. A pretty slow and quiet start expected for Europe. Skoda producing 250,000 fewer cars due to a chip shortage. And the Bank of England governor has said that inflation may not be that transitory after all. Christine Lagarde has said that it is transitory. I'll leave that one with you. That's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. If you're listening to this on a podcast and you're not yet a member of the Marcus Today community, we'd love to have you on board. So why not sign up for a free 14-day trial on marcustoday.com.au. Thanks very much and have a great evening.